I guess some people got it and some people don't.
Yeah, but that ain't fair, Pam. I mean, you got an advantage. You wearing all them lucky horseshoes.
Now, isn't that a coincidence? You're little, like a jockey.
Hey, y'all. Sorry I'm late.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, baby. Just got off work. Tommy, off work.
Yeah.
Man, please, all right? Go ahead with all that job stuff. Damn. Sure you got better excuses swimming around up there in your Superdome.
Yeah, whatever. Just deal me in.
I'll deal you in. But you're no job after that.
See, Tommy, you done got him started. Why you always got him into that job stuff?
That's okay, baby. He's just jealous.
Thank you. Jealous of what? Believe, okay? I know where the hell I work.
Somebody at the door, Mark.
Just get the door.
I get it. Well, Tommy should be getting the door. He ain't done nothing all day. Yeah.
Say, brother, I got your pizza here.
You ain't got my pizza. I ain't order no damn pizza.
Oh, hey, hold up. Now, it's still hot. I'm letting it go at a discount rate. I don't do that for everybody.
First of all, who are you, okay? And second of all, okay, where'd you get the pizza?
You know something? You ask a lot of questions. Now, I'm just trying to help you out.
Man, you trying to help me out.
I know, Martin, but you see, I'm always wanting to help a brother out, you know. Besides, I'm a little hungry.
How much for the pizza, bro?
For you, $15.
Whoa. That's a hell of a notch you got there, Tommy.
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Oh, come on, Martin, you know how I do.
Here you go, bro. Now, you keep the change.
You know, man, you cool, but we go back like spinal cords and car seats. But your man right here got a bad attitude, Chief. Here, enjoy your dinner.
No, this ain't no Clarence. Yeah, does Tommy Strong work there? No, he don't. You don't have one. Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
What's up, baby? How you doing?
Baby, I'm trying to find out where Tommy works.
Why are you all up in Tommy's business?
Because, Gina, we should know what all our friends are into. All right, I got your back. I'm watching our back, so me and you don't get caught into nothing out there.
And I don't think you should jump to conclusions unless you have some facts.
Facts? Oh, I got the facts, Gina. That wild money Tommy had the other day. What is all that? Where's he getting that? The expensive clothes he wears. Where's he getting all this cream, Gina? Where's he getting the dollar bill? Are you up in here with it?
Why don't you just ask his mother what he does?
I did. She don't know. She asked me.
Martin, my best friend has finally found somebody special. Now you're saying he's a crook. That's your boy. That's wrong.
Look, baby, I just call it how I see it, okay? All I'm saying, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a damn duck. See, Gina, when the truth comes, falsehood vanishes. And falsehood is forever vanishing things, baby.
What?
I don't know. I'm on a roll. Just flow with it. When...
What are you doing now?
Gina, I'm just studying body language. I'm trying to get to the bottom of all this Tommy stuff.
Well, whatever you do tonight, don't start asking Tommy a whole bunch of crazy questions, please.
Oh, no, don't worry. Tommy's gonna tell me everything I wanna know without opening his mouth. The body never lies.
Martin, that is crazy.
Did you just roll your eyes? Let me go to the eye roll chapter. Hold on. According to the eye roll chapter, you're trying to disregard me, huh? Is that a little finger tippity tap tap tap? Let me go there. Let's see. Well, according to the finger chapter, I'm getting on your damn nerves, huh?
You know something? There might be something to this book after
all.
All right, whatever, Jen. You ain't got to believe me. But look, just watch Tommy, okay? When he folds his arms, that means he's on the defensive. He don't want to be messed with, okay? Mm-hmm. When he sticks his finger in his ear, girl, means he's straight up lying.
Hey, y'all ready yet?
Uh-huh, setting up his lie already.
Give me this.
What's happening, Tommy? What's going down, Donkey Kong?
Not much, short doggy dog. What? I said.
What? You want a dog, do you?
Okay.
I'm gonna rip it out.
Come on. Down, boy, down. Look, sorry I'm late, man. Got held up at work.
Held up?
Mm-hmm.
At work?
Yes.
Again?
Look, are we gonna play pool or not?
Nah, I mean, what's the rush? We could play pool anytime. Well, you know, we don't sit and talk anymore. I mean, can we get a rap? Can we yiggity-yaggity-yack for a minute?
Can we talk while we play pool, man?
Yeah. Nah, Tommy, I want your undivided attention. Sit on down here. Talk to me. So, what you been doing all day, Tommy?
You know, man, working, you know, doing what I do.
He's straight up lying. So, Tommy, you mean to tell me you got a regular job like the rest of us?
Hell yes, Martin, all right? I have a job, a 9-to-5, just like all of you.
Falling out of arms. You see how he's falling out of arms right here? Keep it on the down. Keep it on the down. And Tommy, on this normal job, tell us what you do. Quick! Come on, Tommy, spit it out. What you do?
Wait a minute, Martin. Man, I don't have to prove to you that I have a damn job, all right?
Scratching on the head. That's a new one. Let's check the book. Hold on, we find it. Okay. According to the scratching of the head chapter, look, what does that say?
Bald-headed lies. Excuse me, what is all this sneaky little whispering about? I mean, that's rude. That's very, very rude. Yes.
I'll tell you what it's about, Pam. I'm sick and tired of your man Tommy lying about having a job.
You know what? Hold on, baby. Hold on, I'll get it. I'm getting a little sick and tired of you telling me that I don't.
Tom.
Did he jump to the space?
Hold it, Gina. Hold it.
I got you.
Now, that's my boy.
Calm down, baby.
I grew up with him. First of all, Tommy, okay, all I'm saying to you is what do you do, man?
Who you talking to?
Mm-hmm. You!
Me. Talking to me. No, bro. So you can't be talking to me because I'm a grown-ass man.
Well, I'm a grown man, too, Tommy. I'm a grown man, too. What's up? Baby, hold me on the balance,
man. Come
on, please, man.
What's up?
Come on, baby, let's go.
What's up? You know you done messed up, right, Tommy?
No.
You messed up. No, you done messed up.
Pam, look. We're just trying to find out the truth, okay? No, Gina, the truth is you're being influenced by inch-high private eye. Pam, stop playing.
No, Gina, I don't even want to hear it.
I came to apologize.
That's not good enough.
All right, I brought the 20 I owe you, okay?
All right, back the head up. Back the ball.
Hey, Pam, look,
where's the 20?
You really...
The 20.
This is just a ploy to get you to open the door here, girl. No. Look, I'm sorry about the way me and Martin acted, okay?
Look, Gina, sorry doesn't get it. You got a lot of nerve.
Look, Martin is so obsessed with finding out what Tommy does for a living, I guess I just got caught up in it.
I expected Martin to do something trifling like that, but you should know better than that, Gina.
I do. You know I do. As long as you know what Tommy does for a living, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you know.
Mm-hmm.
You do know, don't you?
I'm not going there.
Come
with
on, hey, Pam. I'm just concerned for you, that's all. I mean, if there was anything wrong, if there was something shady going on, you'd tell me, right?
Gina, we're girls, remember? Okay, I would always come to you. Tommy has nothing to hide. And neither neither do I, all right?
All right, girl.
Oh, hey, how y'all doing?
Who's she?
She's just a friend.
She involved in this?
Oh, no, no. Mm-mm.
Well, Tommy's still down with us, right?
No question, no question.
You holding the cash?
Yeah. How about you guys take it to the kitchen and I'll be in there to talk details, okay?
How you doing?
So, girl, what was I saying?
I told you something was up with Tommy.
You know what? I didn't believe you till I saw those two gangsters here.
Keep it down. Keep it down. No, you don't slam the door. They could have been in the back.
You're making me nervous, Martin. See, this is my first cat burglary.
All right, look. Shh. All right, shh. All right, now just cover me.
Cover you with what?
Detective stuff like Barnaby Jones and them do, okay?
Oh, okay.
Fine.
I'm gonna go look over there.
Fine. All right? No! Baby, we cat burglars. Use your cat eye. Use the cat eye.
Man, you're making me so nervous. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be looking.
Okay. Calm down. I don't want to upset you. Just look around. Slowly and nicely.
Oh. Damn!
What?
Stop something, Martin.
What is it?
Pam went behind my back, bought that sweater I wanted. Can't believe her. That girl.
Gina,
don't see her.
Gina, we cat burglars. I ain't trying to hear nothing about no damn sweater right now.
What?
Look, just come on, Gina.
I'm serious, Martin. Okay. Do you know how hard it is to find a sweater in this color?
And I'm serious too, Gina. We're looking for clues. Okay, now let's go.
All right, so nasty.
Search around. Look, I'm gonna ask Pam's sisters what's happening. Three the hard way. Y'all don't know nothing, do you?
Hey, Tommy, Pam, this is Big Tony. Be at 117 South Main Street at 7 tonight. And don't forget what I said. There's a price on your head. And that's real.
No. Come on now. Come on. Come on now. Don't do the girl. It's going to be all right, okay?
Listen. They got a price on their
head. Damn, a price on Tommy's head is a big price, okay? Look, baby, let's just get out of here. You heard what he said is real. Let's just go, all right? Damn.
Been here hours ago.
Gina, we on a stakeout, baby. You got to be patient, okay? Now, where's the rest of my sloppy Joe? I'm hungry, baby. Come on.
How can you eat at a time like this? Tommy's in trouble and something horrible could happen to Pam.
Girl, please. If they get in trouble, Tommy could just hop on Pam's back and ride off into the sunset, okay? And now hand me the hot sauce. Hand me the hot sauce. I like hot sauce. On me.
Say, brother, I got some nice roses for your fine lady.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
Man, you sure ask a lot of questions, man. You want these roses or not?
Do I look like I want some damn flowers?
Nah, but it look like y'all on a stakeout. Hey, these two right here's on a stakeout. Man, I love you. What you be doing out there, buddy? You're not nobody.
Well, then, okay? Now, how much are the flowers?
Give me $8.
$8. $8.
Yes.
You trying to help me out?
Yes, I am. Here you go, darling.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you,
baby.
Honey. Oh, can I have the yellow ones, Flower Man? This one looks a little wilted.
Sure, you can, Puddin. You know the trick to healthy flowers is you gotta put aspirin in the water.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Now, my mother always told me sugar.
Because you know it's sugar.
Hey. Fly, man, if you don't get your tulip selling ass on away from here, come on, man, stop.
You ain't got to get no attitude with nobody.
Thank you for the flowers, baby.
Gina, this ain't no game. You can't be messing around, baby. No mistakes allowed.
All right, Martin. Ooh. Never give me flowers anymore.
Gina, something ain't right, baby. We been in, out here, what, 2 hours? Huh? I ain't seen Tommy. No sign of Tommy.
I can do you one better. I know he's not going to show up.
You know he's not going to show up? Why?
Because we got the wrong address.
The wrong address, Gina?
Yes, we're supposed to be at 117 South Main. This is 171 South Main.
Let me see that. 117 South Main. Gina, why don't you take off the sunglasses, the dark sunglasses, and we can see that?
Don't be coming down on me. Tommy is your friend. I'm trying to help you out. Shoot.
Say, brother.
Didn't I just tell you to leave?
Nah, man, that was my brother Bobby. You don't know me, man. I'm from Texas, kid. I'm just trying to get my hustle on. Dig this here. You want to buy some tires?
Nah, hustle, man. I don't want to buy no tires. Why would I want to buy some tires?
I'm just trying to help you out, kid. I'm trying to watch your back out here, Chief.
Yeah, well, watch my back and watch my dust from over there, Chief. Watch my dust. Watch my dust. I say watch the dust.
Hey, baby.
I'm locking.
Why are we not moving?
Baby. What? We've been wrong.
Strippendales?
Wait a minute. This is a strip joint, Gina. This ain't the right place. Come on, let's get up out of here. Let's go.
Martin, is that the hitman hiding?
Okay, roll with it. Okay.
You know, man, Tommy's cool, but we might have to get rid of Pam, man, because she talks too much.
Oh, good. They gonna get rid of Pam.
No, baby, no. Now, listen to me. Don't you pass out. Okay, now you listen to me. All stray cats got 9 lives, okay? Pam's cool, okay? Let's get over here.
Shake something. Anything. Your feet, your booty, anything. Make me want to give you my money. All right, get out of here. You ain't doing nothing. Just don't shake it like they used to.
All right, young ladies, have a good time. All right, well, you like what you see? Get your checkbooks out.
It ain't just about no ladies. See, that's discrimination.
Bring the next bachelor to the stage, okay? I want y'all to give it up for Chocolate Thunder.
Now, if that's Chocolate Thunder, then I'm Grease Lightning.
All right, don't put it in my face unless you're ready to go to the place.
Gina, I can't take this no more. Girl, the closet door done flew open and the bones done fell out. We going up in there.
Come
I want them. We handling them. Tommy, you ain't got to do this. Look at y'all, ladies. Move. Give away all your hard-earned money. You should be home with your husband, your men. Tommy, the party's over. I'll get your happy ass down off stage. Let's go.
Come on, grown on, man. What the hell are you doing?
You should all be ashamed of yourselves. All of you.
That's right. Especially you, Bride of Stankenstein. And look at you, lady. You're drunk. It's disgusting. You are drunk.
I ain't drunk. I'm on medication.
Get on. What are you doing, man?
Ladies,
I'm sorry. You guys have a good evening, okay?
Everybody, just enjoy
yourself. Are you out of your mind?
I can't believe
it. What are y'all doing?
I can't believe it either, Tommy. How long have you been doing this, man? How long have you been shaking your ass for cash? Huh?
Does your mama know Tommy?
Gina, Tommy is not dancing for money. This is a charity fashion show for the Feed the Youngins Foundation. Read it.
Why you got me on stakeouts following Tommy and stuff, Gina?
What? Me? What about you? You should have seen this coming with your cat eye.
Hey, Gina.
Don't stop me.
Okay. We in this together. Tommy, brother, I thought we were boys, man. Why didn't you tell me?
Because I didn't want you clowning me, man. I didn't tell anybody. Hey, I didn't even tell the people on my job.
Oh, damn.
Tommy, don't come to the job.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Lying, man, about having a damn job, Tommy. You know what's funny, baby? We done went through all this, and I still don't know what he does for a living.
It isn't anything illegal, is it, Tommy?
No, Gina, no, all right? I have a simple 9-to-5 just like the next man.
Baby, I'm sorry Martin and Gina stressed you out.
That's all right, baby. It's all over now.
Your job shouldn't concern them. You know, as long as we know what you do, that's all that matters.
That's right, baby.
Tommy, what do you do?
Come on, baby. You know what I do.
But I was thinking, you know...
Oh, baby. That's my job. I gotta go, okay? I'll call you later, all right?
Tommy.
Okay. Miss me.
Heck no. I'll get to the bottom of this. They're gonna be running out and me not knowing what's going on here. Okay? Malcolm's Chop Shop? Is Tommy Strong working there?
That's called getting the out before you take.